Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, so let's get back to sports here. Big story, Popovich is no longer... The story is he's stepping down, right? Isn't that what the deal is? Yeah, he's going to step down completely as the head coach.
Coaching, correct.
Yeah, so he's transitioning to a full-time role as the team's president of basketball operations. So, good for him, though. I mean, obviously he was dealing with, you know, he had a mild stroke.
Yeah.
During the season. And then Mitch Johnson took over on an interim basis. I wonder who's going to get that job.
It's a great question.
I wonder if it'll be him.
You would think. I mean, he'd get probably first crack at it. You know, sorry that Pop has to step away, but I mean, it's 76 and, you know, some health issues, you know, probably the right time for him. Obviously, you know, legendary Hall of Fame career, what, 5 NBA titles, I believe. You know, not always a media favorite of mine.
There were times I would get irritated with him. Just answer the question. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I had good and bad with Pop and everything
did
in
you
between.
Ever, did
yeah.
you ever have a bad one with
oh,
him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, his most recent visit to Cleveland did not go well. Yeah, I had asked him. He, you know, obviously didn't like talking about himself. And I made the mistake of asking him about being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And instead of, you know, giving me the answer that he knew where I was going with the question.
For sure.
He turned it into kind of a salty moment, and everybody in the media apologized on his behalf as he walked out of the room because they knew that it was a fair question that I had asked.
Well, what'd you ask him? What's it like to be inducted in the Hall of Fame? I don't think it's a big, bad question.
No, the problem with a guy like him is how you present it. And I know. And I probably didn't, you know, I didn't put it on a platter like he probably wanted it to be served. And so I got smacked around a little bit. It happens.
So here, my question is that I wonder, does Becky Hammon get a shot? That was like the first thing I thought of.
Wow, so we got a little bit of news on that, gentlemen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So Sham Charania, ESPN, the San Antonio Spurs are hiring assistant Mitch Johnson as the franchise's next head coach. Johnson had been the assistant in the Spurs program for a decade, took over as interim coach in November.
I would have thought that.
That day is coming.
I totally think it's coming.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So, but Becky Hammon's, she's at Las Vegas now. So she's the head coach
of Vegas, right?
And I thought, you know what? She was the first woman to be an acting head coach in the NBA when they were in the bubble. And so I thought, well, maybe that would be. I'm just surprised they announced that so quick, right? They didn't even.
You're also getting into that part of the postseason where you've got to have some continuity and what have you. And this guy knows the team as well as anybody, so makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but you know, just going back to Greg Popovich, it's like you love him, hate him, but you have to respect. Have to respect him.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly right. That's the best way to put it, Andy. I definitely respect Pop. Like I said, I had some good and bad times with him. I remember asking him after they won the 2007 title here, when they beat LeBron and those sweep, right?
Remember how excited we were for the finals? We're like, we're in the finals, man. This is the greatest thing ever. They're coming off of Detroit. You're like, we're going to win the finals. And then all of a sudden, we found out what the NBA was really all about. Yeah. We're like, oh, this will be a good series. Down 0-1. They can come back. Down 0-2. Do you think LeBron can help him get done?
Well, then they had the famous moment in the hallway, right, with Duncan telling LeBron, this is your league going forward, which is kind of cool. But I remember asking Pop after that, and it was maybe the second or third question that I got asked post-game. big wine aficionado, you know, like he's got a giant cellar. I think he may actually have a vineyard or a stake in one now. And I think that was his fourth title or fifth title. And I asked him which wine paired best with a championship.
Okay, now did he like that
question?
And he
did. He gave a great answer. And my favorite part of that, though, was that Jackie McMullen of the Boston Globe, who I've respected a lot, grabbed me in the hallway and she was like, "That was such a great question." So I felt a little bit better about that, even if Pop didn't like it.
That was an attaboy moment.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. But obviously the game's going to miss him on the floor. I think for all the times that I didn't like him, the time that Craig Sager, when we knew that he wasn't doing real well, and Craig asked him a question as he was doing his job, but Pop knew what was going on.
And he was awesome, remember?
And Pop just he just was all over Sager, and it was just it was probably one of the best human moments I think I've ever seen a reporter and a coach or player have. And so for all those times that I used to get irritated with him for being a jerk in some of those interviews, the one time he was with Sager, I used to love seeing Sager when he would come to town.
Oh, he was great, yeah.
I mean, nobody wore better suits. You
know? Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No.
Yeah, I remember with Pop too. So there was a LeBron connection with him, like Olympics or what have you. And I needed to ask, and I had been told by or asked by New York to make sure you ask Pop such and such, right?
Right.
So I had to preface the question to Pop in saying that, you know, Greg, I know
this is at the Olympics.
No, this was here.
Okay.
And I said, you know, Coach, this is a little down the line. And then he interrupts me right away. And he goes, "Oh, but you got to ask it anyway, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm sorry, because you know, your bosses ask you to do something, you do it, right?" Yeah. And so every time, there's always that buildup. Like I said before, it's about presentation, and you hate that feeling. Your heart's beating through
your
chest.
You feel like you're 21 asking your first question, right? And you're like, "Oh man, I'm going to ask a question.
Can I phrase this correctly? Am I going to screw this up?" So, but again, much respect to Pop. You know, one of the greats of our game.
Oh man, I don't know. It just you kind of look at this and you're like, "Oh, it's a sad moment." We move forward. The other guy we're going to end up moving forward on eventually is LeBron James.
Okay.
And so, you know, obviously the Lakers get knocked out, and then they ask LeBron about his future, and he's like, "I got to go talk to my family about it."
Yeah, which is the standard LeBron answer, isn't it? Right? To keep everybody intrigued all summer. It'll be another summer of LeBron. Now, I'm not sure if his contract...
What is the value of him just answering that question, "I got to talk to my..." Like, leaving it... What is the value of leaving everybody hanging monetarily wise, as far as
none
mention, I mean, no, we're talking millions. Oh, like when he leaves Astoria hanging, right? How many people are going to write about the fact maybe LeBron's not coming back?
Yeah, but
maybe
LeBron's how do you monetize gonna, that though? That doesn't necessarily lead into
clicks.
Oh, okay,
podcasts.
I gotcha.
LeBron be, you know, what?
I thought you meant sneaker sales or jerseys or whatever.
It could be though. Couldn't it be? Oh, this is LeBron's last year. This is the last year you're going to be able to buy the pro stuff.
I see.
You know, when you think about it, like, I don't think any of us in our right minds think about it that way. But when you sit here and we've covered him as long as we have, and we know what, you know, what's the advertising dollar for, like, think about what he did just to make sure his name's still out there, because he does like his name and things, right? There's no question about that. And that his name is still out there. It's going to be out there all summer. He's now a headline throughout. Like, hey, you get it. You get a team up by 25 in the playoffs. Now, all of a sudden, the announcers are looking for something to talk about. And then all of a sudden, do you think LeBron's coming back next year?
What kind of package could the Cavs put together to get LeBron?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. How many groups will come down to the IMG building to do a meeting with him? That, to me, was probably one of the most bizarre stories in the history of sports.
No question. That was as wild as it's ever been here.
Is he? What do you think he has left?
Well, you watched him this year. He's still one of the top 10 players in the league at 40, right? He's defying the odds and defying time and what have you. I think he's got a couple years left. You know, he's also a guy that I don't think is just going to retire and walk away. Like, he's going to want the retirement tour, knowing him.
I still remember Kobe coming through here and talking.
Yeah,
and that was
too.
That was like being a part of a TV show. Remember, he came in, he sat down at the queue at that point.
Yeah, yeah. In the Fred McLeod TV studio now. Yeah, I remember that.
And he just sat down. And
he was great. Remember?
I just remember thinking, pre-game, God, he was cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
Because he knew exactly what he was doing. You know what? It kind of reminded me, that tour reminded me, and I think LeBron maybe learned something from that. So that first year LeBron was here, and we would go on the road. I was always, because I was still traveling with the team at that point, and we were doing games on Fox. And the one moment I'll never forget, we were at Air Canada Center in Toronto, and LeBron was a rookie, and we were like, they didn't even really have a place to do a pregame interview. And it was before the game too. It wasn't even like shoot around. Like, most people are like, just get him at shoot around. There must have been 100 reporters
in a hallway,
in a bar. It was like in a bar. And I was near the front, and my work was done for the day, so I didn't even. I just remember sitting back and watching this whole thing. And what blew me away for about a young LeBron James at that point, sitting in Toronto, and you know they're all asking questions that you would ask when a superstar comes to your city, and there are a lot.
How do you
of
like Canada? Do you want to come back?
Yeah.
Do you have your passport?
And LeBron ripped off a line. I don't know if somebody told him to say it or not. But he said, you know, being here and just understanding what, you know, basketball means to Canada and the NBA, and then to be in a venue like this that, you know, the greatest hockey teams in the world. And I was just like, oh my God, he blew me. Like, that was at the moment that it just blew me away. Like, I was just like, this is, I can't believe. And I think just as a guy that grew up around hockey my whole life, that he just even had the wherewithal just to kind of play into that. And talk about the hockey aspect of it. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah. Some of that was planned. Like anytime he would go to an arena,
city,
right? Yeah. He would always have his little spiel about the history of such and such city.
Because he was reading books.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back into the Cavaliers Pacers. That game coming up on Sunday. We'll talk about that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.